Hello, Zimbabwe. This is Chioniso Johnny, your host on Time to Engage, where the voices of Zimbabwe's youth are heard. Today, we have a Zimbabwean based in South Africa, and she's going to be talking to us about her skills in baking. Hello, Tendai.
Hi. Hi, Titi. Thank you for having me.
Tell me how a pharmacist assistant goes to full-time baking.
It's quite infused, actually. I've always been a person who is driven by putting a smile on someone's face, helping someone, changing someone's life, if it's just for the day, for the better. It was quite natural for me to transition from pharmacy to baking because it still does the same thing. I mean, who doesn't want a slice of chocolate cake or carrot cake at the end of the day or something? But after moving to South Africa, I guess I kind of missed the taste of home so much. I started baking. I'm actually self-taught, and I did a lot of research and a lot of YouTube videos. And today I am baking for a wide variety of clients, customers.
Do you think you can sustain with baking?
Oh, yes, I actually think it's a very sustainable business. There's always a demand for cake, and I push the boundaries. I try and cater for gluten-free for those who have allergies, because ever since moving here, I've noticed that there are a lot of allergies springing up. So we offer dairy-free, gluten-free. We have the health cakes where it's like a carrot cake or something with apples, something with fruits, old classics, the vanillas and the chocolate cakes.
Are you an entrepreneur or you have a company?
Okay, I have an assistant currently. She comes in to do deliveries or just to help with a few of the decorating. But I'm still the sole baker. I'm trying to move away from that in terms of growing the business.
So tell me about your future plans and why you decided not to do baking in Zimbabwe.
Honestly, in Zimbabwe, I couldn't bake to save my own life. But after coming here, I had a lot of free time in my kitchen. I could do this through the oven and baking. So it's not like I didn't want to do it in Zimbabwe. I actually didn't have the time. And I was focused on my pharmacy career back then.
Okay, what opportunities are in South Africa that you cannot get in Zimbabwe?
I would say time. With the economic situation in Zimbabwe, it doesn't leave you with enough time to try and explore some of these things. You're either always trying to make things ends meet, and so it doesn't give you that flexibility. But being here, it's a bit more stable. So, I mean, you've got your income, your normal resources to get into other things. That's the advantage.
What would you like to tell the youth?
If you have enough drive and if you're willing to go, things will fall into place. All I can tell them is don't give up on yourself. Don't give up on the uniqueness of yourself. Yeah, stay on course. You will come across people who will be there for you, who will walk you on this path and achieve what you planned out for. Yeah.
Thank you. And that was Tendai Mushonga. And I am Chioniso Johnny, your host for Time to Engage.